Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Maximize your time outdoors when you volunteer at a Texas state park.
We have basically three different categories of volunteers.
These categories include locals who sign up for special projects, friends groups that fundraise for specific sites, and, says Lori Riley, the third category is park hosts.
And that is a program designed for traditionally retirees who travel around the state, and in exchange for a campsite, they do 25 hours of labor in the park every week.
Riley coordinates the State Park Volunteer Program and says people accepted as hosts are required to make a time commitment.
The time frame is a minimum 30-day commitment, and the maximum is typically 3 months, but can be extended depending on the park needs. The superintendent has the authority to extend that.
Most Texas state parks offer host programs with plenty of work to help fill the 25-hour labor obligation.
We have everything from general grounds maintenance, or it could be cleaning the restrooms. What we really like is when we find people with special skills, carpentry or graphic artists or educators doing interpretive tours or education programs. So it's a variety.
We have information about volunteering at state parks at our website, passporttotexas.org. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.